coach, third round, you get Royce Freeman. How excited were you to see him? It seems like the guys that you want are just keep falling to you.
Absolutely. We're very lucky today, but he's a good back. He's a big back. He's carried the ball over 945 times in the Pac-12, and he's been very productive. So we're excited about him.
John said those are bell cow traits, the stats that you just mentioned. Where does he fit within that room, right? Devontae Booker and D'Angelo Henderson already being on the staff?
We have a young room, you know, so he fits right in there. You know, we're looking for a guy to carry the load along with Booker and D'Angelo. So it's a young room, but a very productive room.
How excited are you to be adding these guys? It seems like we mentioned you keep adding guys in these later rounds. How important are these next couple rounds going to be?
I think when you're drafting in the first, second, and third round, you are drafting potential starters and guys that can help your team win right away. So I'm not surprised that we're doing that. John and his staff put in a lot of work to find these type of players. So I'm not surprised by it.
One more to go. Appreciate the time, Greg.
All right. Thank you.